Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Better than Cleveland. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Okay, just remember that. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Schmandel. There we go. Yeah. In the studio with me, we always have the opportunity to have astounding, fascinating, wonderful guests. And then I always say that, and they're all like, oh, don't say that. But every person that is a member of the household of God who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later rose again. Every person who calls upon the name of the Lord in that capacity, I hearken back to Psalm 119, verse 63. I am a companion to all that fear him. And it is no different than I am a companion with this gentleman right here, Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel. Pastor Ray, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Dave.
It's awesome to have you. We're going to be talking about the book, The Homeland, The Holy Land Key. I want to talk about this book, Unlocking End Times Prophecy Through the Lives of God's People in Israel. We're going to be diving into the book. But before we do.
Yes.
Poor Pastor Ray. I feel sorry for him right now. Are you kidding? I'll let you know. Now, nobody knows. Only one person on the whole planet knows I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
But my wife is extremely particular about who she listens to on any radio format whatsoever. She's the best woman that God ever made for, you know, in the universe, to, in my mind. She only listens to two people on the radio. She listens to me, because if she doesn't, when we eat dinner, it's a very long conversation or a very short one. Yeah, exactly. And the only other person she listens to is you.
Wow.
You're the only other person she listens to. So from that point of view, it's kind of like I had the opportunity to interview another pastor, and it turned out that my son went to his church but would never go to the church that I had. And so I looked up and I said, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Kind of attitude. But she really enjoys you. So let me just say from my family, thank you for the work and the service that you do in the kingdom.
My pleasure. Great to be with you, Dave.
Greatly appreciate it. Okay. Talk to me about the book that you wrote. Now, this is, as far as my tally's going, there's a couple of books that have come out recently on the end times. They're coming out. The position mostly on these books is premillennial position, premillennial.
Yeah.
Some are premillennial dispensational. Some, and the people in the audience know what this stuff is.
Yeah.
It's we've had authors who are on who are all millennial, postmillennial, premillennial. Then we have pre-trib rapture, mid-rapture, the whole, we've had every realm. What is
classic.
So what's the difference on the Holy Land Key, Unlocking End Times Prophecy Through the Lives of God's People in Israel?
You know, this is a, this is my fifth book. I've written four before this, and mostly they've come from sermons, messages, series that I've done. You know, you kind of put them together and re-edit them. But this is one that I actually sat down from the beginning to the end and wrote. And it's taken probably about 15 years from the beginning of my journey, following, you know, Pastor Chuck Smith is my pastor. He took us to, and he recently went to heaven. He's dancing a jig right now.
Yeah,
I'm
amen.
Jealous. And I miss him greatly. But, you know, Dave, for me, the reason I'm interested in prophecy, and I know that people are all over the map on this, and some people even say today, some of the leading pastors, you know, prophecy, people have given dates, they get excited, nothing happens, and on and on and on it goes. So why are we excited? Why have I written this book? When I first came to the Lord, I'm 56 years old. I came to the Lord at 11. And, you know, I went to a Billy Graham film, and there was Billy Graham, young, tall, wavy blonde hair, piercing blue eyes. You need Christ. You can go to heaven. And so I got up. They did an invitation at the end of the movie. I got up, walked forward, gave my life to the Lord. My mom was the only saved person. We started going to church, a little Nazarene church in East San Diego. My dad got saved a year later. My two twin brothers got saved. And so I started going to Sunday school. I'm 11 years old, you know, right around there. And I thought, okay, this is cool. I got a little community outside of school. And these, you know, these are believers. And one day, you know, we'll do some good things. And then I die and I go to heaven. That's what I thought Christianity was. And it was a lot of going to church and reading about guys, you know, with pictures that they were in robes walking around the desert and good sayings and Jesus teachings and miracles. But I will never forget one day in my home out in East County in El Cajon, on the front page of the San Diego Union in big, bold black letters was a word I'd only ever seen in the Bible. It said Israel. Now, I'm a young guy. So, but all of us, I go, what in the world is Israel doing on the front page of the newspaper? Well, it was the summer of 1967, and the famous or infamous, however you look at it, Six-Day War in Israel. And all of a sudden, I mean, virtually from that date until now, Israel's been on the front and center, you know, of major newspapers, every major city around the world. We're still talking about what happened from then. Right now, we got John Kerry going back and forth, trying to work out a settlement of peace between the Palestinians and the Jews. So it got me fired up. And all of a sudden, I realized, hey, Christianity is not just a nice little family social club. So when I die, I go to heaven. It's like relevant. I started hearing guys on the radio saying, we could be living in the generation Jesus is coming back. So anyway, that launched me into a passion, a purity, a desire to share my faith. I started sharing my faith on Elkhorn Valley High School. From 72 to 75, doing a Bible study, and football players and cheerleaders and guys on the wrestling team started getting saved. That's ultimately what called me into the ministry. So I know that's a long answer to a short question, but this is not your typical book. I'm not going to name the Antichrist or guess at who he is or go over all the things in Revelation and the vials and judgments and all that. This is kind of it's a different journey. I've been going to Israel since 1980, taking people there, and I got to know a bus driver and a tour guide. And finally, there was a time where I'm trying to put words to what the Holy Spirit said. He said, Ray, it's time to get off the bus, and I want you to get into the land and meet the people, the Jews that are coming from all over the world. I want you to meet the Palestinians, the Arabs, the Ishmaelites. You need to step into the story. You tell the story, you teach the story. I'm telling you, get involved in the story, step into the story. And that began an incredible adventure. And I have discovered, the only way I can describe it is mind-boggling things that I kind of strung together and put together in this book. I think we're living in a tremendously exciting and prophetic hour.
Okay. So now we're going to, I mean, people don't know what's going to, and I'm not sure that Pastor Ray knows. I don't know if you know or not, I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. And then, to the disadvantage and dismay of many, went on to get a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, and a Charismatic ordination.
Wow.
With the fourth just sitting there because I won't do the paperwork because sometimes I'm lazy.
No wonder this is called the David Spoon Experience.
Exactly right. So what we're going to do, and this is what I want to stay in tune with my robo-producer. That's what I call the producer, robo-producer, is we're going to take a break a little bit early. I want to talk to you about where a person like me fits into a puzzle like this, because it's an interesting element. When I went to Bible college, I remember we were having a class and they were talking about the rapture, and they were like, well, what happens to Dave? Because I was the only Jewish kid in the whole, you know, out of like 60 kids. And they're all like, well, at the rapture, does he stay? Is he one of the 144? And they're all sitting there debating, and I'm like, first of all, when there's pizza or ribs, I'm first in line. What makes you think it's going to be different? The Jewish guy, when they blow a trumpet, if there's a call up, guess what? I'm first in line. I'm going. What are you talking about? To the Jew first, to the Gentile, not last.
This guy knows his Bible.
Anyway, we're going to take a short break, back. We're going to hit more on the book, and then we've got some other things I want to talk to you about. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Pastor Ray Bentley. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Palomar Health and Mayo Clinic are joining forces to solve North County's most challenging medical problems. That means access to the finest medical knowledge available right here at home. Palomar Health and Mayo Clinic, working together, working for you. Learn more at palomarhealth.org/mayo.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park talk about the D word.
Now, let's face it, Tony. A lot of people don't want to talk about the D word. You know, they don't want to talk about death at all, right?
Exactly. They think that the D word is a bad word. People are now opening up, even younger. In the 40s, people are talking about pre-planning, you know, the end-of-life arrangements.
As I've said for a long time, we made our plans years ago at Singing Hills Memorial Park. In fact, the property's gone up in value. So, I mean, you know, it's all good.
When you do pre-plan, you freeze today's costs.
I mean, it's gorgeous out on the hills, just a lovely spot. And I know a lot of people, when they discover it, come by and say, well, let me take a look around. And you welcome that.
We'll give you a tour. We'll answer all the questions and help you prepare, you know. And if you do it together, and that way there's no questions at the time of death.
Do yourself and your loved ones a great service. Call Singing Hills Memorial Park today.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, this segment brought to you by our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Now, here's the great thing about Eric and Ingrid, okay? In their roofing business, they believe that every customer that the Lord brings into their lives is part of their ministry. Now, see, now just when you hear that, you know as a Christian, like, yeah, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing right there. And their deal, now this we tell jokingly because it's a classic story. We had Eric in and we said, Eric, how do you know if there's a problem in your roof? And he said, well, if your wall falls down and crushes your big screen TV, you got a problem. Yeah. Okay, so that's good to know. You kind of want to know ahead of that, though. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. The number, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Remember, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs, and all their estimates are free, which, you know, from my point
of view,
that's
nice.
It's a good price, right?
I think that's great.
A good price. If you mention David Spoon or the word experience, $700 off your deal, whatever it is. Wow. So when they say your name's not worth much, well, mine's worth $700 right now.
We're sitting here talking with Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel, who has authored the book, The Holy Land Key, Unlocking End Times Prophecies Through the Lives of God's People in Israel. And we just had a chance, and we've just getting a chance to know each other. We really haven't had a chance to meet before. And he just found out that I was Jewish. So for those that are listening, he's like,
help me.
He didn't know, poor guy. Anyway, I have a chance to minister to people from time to time, and you get to talk to Jewish people. How does a person like myself, not in Israel, but connected to the church and a Jewish believer, a full-blood Jewish believer, I mean, the whole 9 years, how do I fit into this whole schematic? Is it something that you look at this and you think, well, by golly, I need to go to Israel now and live there?
What are you doing in San Diego? Playing with a beach ball. Come on.
Enjoying the weather. That's what I'm doing. How do I approach it any different, or I just walk the walk as I'm walking hand in hand with Jesus? I mean, how do I do that?
Oh, David, that's a great question. You know, here's if I can put it into a story. In the beginning, everybody was Jewish, right? Jesus was a Jew. Everybody that he called was Jewish. What we call the Last Supper, there wasn't a Gentile in sight. I mean, they're all Jews, and they're all, you know, sharing together. And a little bit later, you know, the Lord opens the door. That, you know, Peter has this vision. The next thing, Cornelius comes in, and he and his whole household get saved. Then Paul starts going on missionary journeys, and now literally they're making some headway into the hearts of the Roman Empire. And before you know it, there's like more Gentiles than there are Jews. So they finally had to get together for a Jerusalem council. And here was the big question 2,000 years ago. What do we do with the Gentiles? They hadn't planned on this. It was a mystery that God kind of pulled out and revealed. And so what do we do with them? Do they have to get circumcised? They got to follow the Sabbath? What do we do? These people are nuts. They're pagan worshipers. And so finally they came down to, well, all right, you know, just so they could have fellowship, try to stay away from things that have been strangled and try not to, you know, commit adultery and fornication, and we'll call it a day. You know, let's get along and preach Jesus. So if I can move fast forward to where we are today, and I understand this, most of the church, and I'll just leave it as a generalization, most of the church after the temple was destroyed 70 AD, Jerusalem is knocked down, Jews are scattered to the four corners of the earth. Here you are in San Diego. After, you know, 300 years, 500 years, 800 years, 1,000 years, 1,500 years, finally the church goes, you know, I know there's these prophecies in Ezekiel, but maybe God didn't literally mean the Jews coming back. Maybe it's a spiritualization. It's often called replacement theology. It's the kingdom. It's the church. We're all going to inherit the meek. We're going to inherit the whole planet, not just a little speck of land in Israel. But something happened in 1948. Actually, it started in 1944, or actually in 1940 through 45, the Second World War. And from that came the Holocaust, and 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. And 3 years after that, May 14th, 1948, this flag with a star of David, blue and white, starts waving. And something happened that it was like an explosion in the whole, and we're still reeling from it. A nation was born in a day. Isaiah the prophet talks about, he asks a rhetorical question. A rhetorical question means you ask a question you already know the answer to. Can a nation be born in a day? The answer is, with God, yes. And was it? Yes. Israel, there's been no such thing as the state of Israel for nearly 2,000 years. The last time there was an Israel with Jewish people in it, God himself was walking on the planet through his son, Jesus Christ. We're really the first, you know, in 2,000 years that there's such a thing in Israel. So my point, Dave, is the big question that the church is arguing, fighting, and wrestling with today is, what do we do with the Jews? We didn't think they were going to really come back, and now here they all come back. So we're arguing the 360 degrees of the circle of, no, it's over, no, it's real, it's literal, it's metaphorical. That's kind of where we are today.
You know what's funny about that, because you talked about that going 360 degrees, and it started off in the council in Acts 15, where they were having the argument and trying to figure it out. And it's ironic what the letters, now I'm a simpleton, so you have to forgive me, Pastor. It's one of those things that I do. But it's like, I've read that, and I've read it numerous times, maybe 150 times where I've gone over that.
Yeah.
You look at each little detail. And really, those commands or those encouragements that were given with James at the head of the church sent through Barnabas and Paul was watch the sex and watch the food. I mean, it's really, because it's meat strangled by blood.
Yes.
It's things offered idols, which is food. And it was all like, and you're like, going, watch the sex and food. And it's just like, and if you look at society, it's ironic because the now in society, sex is so loose, you can't, it's like they've degraded it.
Yes.
And then food is so abundant, they've diminished some of the quality. It's a weird process, but it's still applicable in its own way. It's like, wow, it's ironic how accurate that was 2,000 years ago.
Well, here's what's interesting in light of that. That's a great point. When you think about this famous prophecy, and again, there's different perspectives, and I appreciate that in the church, but you've got this prophet Ezekiel who gave, you know, the famous vision of the valley full of dry bones. God asks him, can these bones live? And the prophet Ezekiel gave the best answer a human being could give. God, you know, if you want them to live, they'll live. So God says, speak to them, speak to the bones. These are dead, obviously dead people. Their bones are white, starched, sticking up out of the sand. And he says, you talk to them and watch what I'm going to do. And the bones start coming together, then sinews and the flesh, and they stand up, human beings, vast army. We don't even need to guess who is it, because God told him, you know, who is this vast army standing before you? This is the whole house of Israel.
Mm.
And in that set of chapters, 37, 38, 39, it's in chapter 38 that he says, when's this going to happen? The latter years and the latter days. Latter years before what? Latter days before what? I think before the kingdom. So what happened in 1948, going through the Holocaust, the fact that now, you know, Jesus is on the cross 6 hours, 6 million Jews were killed and genocide and holocausted, and now it's been born again. It's interesting. First, he said physically they will be drawn together. And then after that, he said, now prophesy to the wind, and then the Spirit came.
Right.
I find a lot of Christians that go, hey, yeah, if they become messianic and they believe in Jesus, then we can love them and bless them. But they're so secular and maybe they're arrogant and they're doing wrong things and treated people wrong. And so we have to be against this secular whatever. But God said, hey, it's a two-part deal here, guys. I'm going to do it first physically and the Spirit will come next. And I think that the messianic movement that is in Israel, which is right now about 15,000 Jews, who by this time, several generations into the rebirth of Israel, these are young people that speak their first native language is Hebrew. They serve in the Israeli IDF. They're becoming doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers in the Jewish community. And they believe Jesus, as a Jew, is the Messiah. And even the media is starting to say, you know what? We got to start treating these guys like they're part of the deal. They're small. It's almost like they've reached critical mass. And I believe they're the beginning of that breath or that living water. God said, I'm going to sprinkle upon you. And some exciting things are happening right now in the Holy Land. That's what I talk about in the Holy Land Key. It's awesome.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to take a break, come back, then we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more on contact on the book. And then a couple other questions I just want to ask
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel. Wild stuff. If you're missing this, you're missing the best. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
The Village Church Community Theater invites you to Cotton Patch Gospel, the story of Jesus set in rural Georgia. This uplifting musical features bluegrass and country gospel music written by Harry Chapin, featuring noted professional musicians. Adult admission ranges from $10 to $15. Tickets are available at the door. That's Friday evening, March 14th at 7:30, Saturday at 4 and 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. The Village Church, 6225 Paseo Delicias in Rancho Santa Fe. Learn more at villagechurchcommunitytheater.org.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lifts, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Rock Radio with Miles McPherson.
We have never done a baptism where after someone came out of the water, the sky parted, voice came.
This is my son.
Never. Dove never came down. Seagulls maybe, but not a dove. Jesus was baptized immediately. As soon as he came out of the water, God said, I want anyone to notice this is my son.
Rock Radio with Miles McPherson. Weekday afternoons at 4:30 on KPRZ, 1210 AM. KPRZ.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Genesis Tours. Now, how timely is this? You got to be kidding me. We're doing the Experience Israel tour, and Reuven, who's in charge of Genesis Tours, he's got one of the few people that, being born in Israel, knows every nuance. I mean, way beyond those normal tours. I mean, don't be offended. If you're taking a tour, God bless you. I'm very happy for you. This tour, going to be out of this world. Over 35 years I've been a Christian, I've never been to Israel. This is the first time that the wife and I are going to Israel. Wow. As Salem's guests and Reuven's guests. So we're very excited about that. For more information, if you want to hang out with us, it's a 9-day trip, all inclusive, 5-star hotels, all the air conditioning, all the guides, all the food, all the everything. All inclusive usually means, wait, hold on. All inclusive, just in case you don't know that. For more information, SalemGoIsrael.com. That's SalemGoIsrael.com. About $3,800. That's about what the price is. 9 days. And here's the bottom line. We're doing it in October 17th of this year. And I think if you have any interest, this might be the one. I told my wife, we're going to go, and they'll talk about different biblical elements, which I know quite a few. I'm just bringing Kleenex.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm just going to sit there and go.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's everybody's warned me. This will be tough for you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those like, okay. All right. So we're sitting here with Pastor Ray Bentley, the pastor of Maranatha Chapel, and the book that he's written, The Holy Land Key, Unlocking End Times Prophecy Through the Lives of God's People in Israel.
I want to make sure that people know how to make the contact to the book. The best way to do that is?
Well, you can go to Amazon. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There's an e-book version. You know, you can save a few shekels. There's also an audio version. If you learn better by just listening, I will read it to you and put you to sleep. Hopefully not. It's all available, and it's very exciting and doing pretty well.
I'm very excited for you. I mean, really good. And this is the first time we've gotten together, but graciously, you've offered to come back on the show in the future too, right?
I would love to.
I mean, that's just so nice because there's so much in here. You can't cover it all. I mean, how are you going to cover the in-depth? I was doing a read on it, and it's like, wow. I had not heard of some of the things you've written. I'm pretty well read. It's like, wow, I've never heard of that. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I felt like Dr. David Jeremiah. He's like, wow, what's going on here?
Great.
Was it easy to write or was it hard to write?
No, this was very, very difficult and challenging. Spiritually, I think that there's a lot of, you know, these are not things that the enemy really wants people to know about. In fact, the Bible, whenever the Bible says there's a mystery, that's something that God is revealing that's got deep affection from God, and the enemy attacks it mercilessly. Well, one of the mysteries mentioned in the New Testament is the mystery of Israel. It's a mystery that God will reveal to those who have teachable spirits and the heart and eyes to see it. And I would say this was a very difficult book to write, and yet well worth the journey. The things that I have learned have changed me. I mean, this is literally, you know, written with my spirit and my soul and my heart and my love and my affection. I mean, you know, God is getting ready. I believe we are living in the most exciting hour of human history. I used to read the Gospels and be jealous. Wow, Jesus here, I could give him a hug and follow him and touch his robe. But I think that there's another generation that is as equally blessed, if not more, and that's the generation that would see the personal, visible return of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. I mean, well said. And I think it's interesting that this book was difficult to write in this context. There are times when you write a book or you write a piece, and it's really quite easy to do, and you just feel like, okay. But there's other times where there's a warfare element that's unspoken, and you have to fight through, and you have to keep going and keep going. So it's a labor of love.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think that's just really a great way to understand it. I had an opportunity to talk with Dr. Jeffress a couple of times. He wrote a book regarding the end times as well,
and
prophecy itself. And one of the things that him and I discussed, and I want to discuss with you, is there... We have on this show premillennial, all-millennial, postmillennial people that have that eschaton running through their veins.
Yeah.
And we don't for us, that's not the eschaton's not the issue of fellowship.
No.
Unfortunately, we say when they start shooting Christians, that the eschatological disposition is not going to matter when everybody's ducking, going, run.
Right.
Christians, though, shouldn't. Even if they hold this, and it should be a motivator, I think, especially from a premillennial point of view, to witness and to share the gospel with as many people as you can, that should be one of the reasons that you would do it. But it shouldn't be a fellowship stopper, should it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, in my library, I've got all the other positions in my library, not just so that I can shoot them down and argue, you know, with cross references. I learn from them. I've got some tremendous things that I have learned that I've incorporated and used from other perspectives. And I would hope that other people that say, I'm not premillennial, I don't want to read this book, would say, hey, you know what? Maybe I could learn something and see something in a way I never saw before.
I wouldn't say that's the perfect answer, but that's as close as I'm ever going to hear it right there. Because that's really, in my heart, that's really, as I pursue the Lord on a regular daily devotional basis, I really believe that that's true, that people land in different places.
Yeah.
Maybe based on where they grow up or the church they get involved with. But I think that the issue of fellowship is so important.
Yes.
The issue of sticking together. I mean, if you take a peek at like the media and like different things, you're like, they don't like Christians very much, do they?
No,
It's like, wow.
Right.
How does that happen? So I'm so blessed that you said that. But I'm also blessed that you took the time to establish truths, and I saw a couple of things there, like I said, I've never seen, and just something you said in this interview, I've thought about, but never put it together quite the way you did, and that was the 6 hours on the cross and then the 6 million Jews. Great connection, a great insight, putting those two pieces together. That's insightful. I really appreciate that kind of wisdom.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I came to learn is, because ever since I was born in 1957, so Israel existed from the time I was born, even though it hadn't been part of church history for nearly 1900 years. So I came across the scripture in Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5, where the Lord is saying, I put Jerusalem in the center, in the middle of the earth, and all the rest of the nations are really around it. So sometimes we think, maybe proudly as Americans, oh, the world revolves around Hollywood where they make the movies and culture. No, it's New York with the power and the money and the stock exchange. Nope. London. No. Jerusalem. From heaven's perspective, from the Creator's perspective, Jerusalem is the ground zero epicenter of importance. It's the apple of God's eye. And why? And I believe not only spiritually, but physically, because this is where God sent his son as a human being. This is where Jesus died. This is where he was crucified. This is where he was buried. This is where he rose from the dead. This is where he's coming back. However it happens that he's coming back to rule. So this is a very special place to the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah, excellent answer, by the way. And everybody knows that if it's second place to Jerusalem is where the Red Wings play. Okay, anyway. I'm kidding. Everybody relax. Woo, excellent, excellent job, by the way, Pastor. I really appreciate it. And I do hope you come back.
I would love to.
I'd like to have you back next month and get into kind of some of the more specifics. I think it's fascinating material. And from a radio point of view, it's great. Great radio. I really enjoy it. Thank you for being part of the show.
My pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. You want to go to Amazon or any other places and pick up the book by Pastor Ray Bentley, The Holy Land Key, Unlocking End Times Prophecy Through the Lives of God's People in Israel. You don't want to miss this. This is the kind of book you need in your library and you need to understand. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, Mark Larson here from my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. Time to think about a future remodel. You've been thinking one day, and like a better kitchen, this could be the day. Great time to think about it now and call my friends at Kaminsky Design and Remodeling, 888-301-7815. They are so good. The workmanship is unsurpassed. Their integrity is right up there on top. Everything first class without busting your budget. Talk to them. Meet with them. And think about it. Dream about it when you're sitting around with grandma and the visiting relatives, and ooh boy, next time we can make this beautiful. They will help you do that. Voted best kitchen remodeler 4 years in a row by San Diego Union's best list. Give them a call. Kaminsky Design and Remodeling. You know what they say on TV.
Pause today, okay?
888-301-7815. 888-301-7815.
Can you imagine surfing Hawaii as a blind surfer? Derek Rebello not only imagined it, he followed his God-given dream and lived it. See Derek's amazing story of being born blind and surfing Pipeline in Beyond Sight, the movie. Soul surfer Bethany Hamilton says,
each of us have something special to share, and Derek certainly does.
Beyond Sight was made by pro surfer Brian Jennings. Brian makes Christian surf films and offers walking on water surf camps to share the gospel with this generation.
Hi, this is Brian Jennings. We were blessed to make Heart of a Soul Surfer and Beyond Sight, and we're excited to offer walking on water surf camps to kids 6 through 18 this summer in San Diego.
Get movie tickets for you and the kids at BeyondSightMovie.com. Showing March 14th through the 20th at La Paloma in Encinitas. That's BeyondSightMovie.com. And sign them up for surf camp at WalkingOnWater.com. That's WalkingOnWater.com.
God is able to do more than you could ask or imagine. God bless you as you live by faith and not by sight.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Are you hurting, anxious, depressed, angry, or stuck in a rut? Are you experiencing troubled relationships, overwhelming stress, or other life problems? Then I recommend my friends at Family Focus Christian Counseling. One of their professional Christian counselors will help you meet life's challenges through God's Word and sound psychological principles. They serve children, teens, adults throughout the life cycle, and couples and families too. For 15 years, Family Focus Christian Counseling has helped thousands of marriages heal. Whether you're newlyweds struggling to make a life together, longtime marrieds trying to recapture the joy and love, or somewhere in between, there is hope for your relationship. Family Focus Christian Counseling is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry offering affordable fees on a sliding scale. Their mission is to serve God by serving others. Start moving toward healing and hope. Go to familyfocuscounseling.org. Familyfocuscounseling.org. Move forward today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa. Named number one wellness spa in the nation, come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit Spa La Costa to enjoy March treatment sales from just $145. Details at lacosta.com.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive in Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm, life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable. Hi, David Spoon here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half off the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Hey, it's not too early to plan for your child's school choice for this fall. Visit kprz.com and click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating schools. Then get ready to prepare your children for their future.
NOAA fans win an epic paid trip to New York to attend the movie's world premiere. That's right, you and a guest will get the red carpet treatment at the party to celebrate director Darren Aronofsky's big-budget dramatization of The Story of Noah, an entertaining and thought-provoking film that explores the biblical themes of judgment, mercy, and forgiveness. You'll be attending the same event as the movie's stars, Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, Jennifer Connelly, and Anthony Hopkins. Enter by visiting www.noahcontest.com. See the website for official sweepstakes rules.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wasn't that just a wonderful interview with Pastor Ray? He just did a fabulous job. I'm really, really happy with how that interview went. I really enjoyed talking to him. By the way, he pointed out there was a website that I want to encourage people to go to. It's called theholylandkey.com. Now, I understand that Ann Graham Lotz, somebody we've had on a show and a wonderful interview that we had with her, is endorsing not just this book, but is I think there's some quotes on the website as well as from Dr. David Jeremiah. Theholylandkey.com. For Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Church. What a great job he did in regards to communicating what the book is about and just the Christian faith. Just really more enjoyable fellowship than is easy to tell you. Excellent job. Big shout out to Pastor Ray regarding that. A couple things. I mean, it's just one of those things where you don't want to dive from something that was so wonderful like that into deep news stuff, because I think that would be more depressing than anything else. So first and foremost, we're going to start off with our Facebook post. So let's just pop in our famous R&B music for our Facebook post. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the R&B music, by the way, stands for Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's not rhythm and blues. Okay, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. This was the scripture. We used the NIV version. We could have used the New King James. We could have used any version. It doesn't matter. But it's an interesting passage and an interesting question that follows it. It's Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And it says this, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Let me repeat the verse and then talk about the left and right on this. "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Now, there are people that have taken this passage and they've gone to the lunar eclipse with it. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they'll take that passage and it's like, see, I can get anything I want from the Lord. I want cotton candy. That's not what it says. Come on. But unless you've only been a Christian for an hour, you know better than that. I mean, that's silly. But the question, a valid question, is when you pray, having a sense when you pray, do you have a sense that is presumption or expectation? Now that's a different program altogether. Do you have a presumption or an expectation? Now, a presumption is going to put you in a category of a person who prays and then thinks it's incumbent upon the Lord to respond to that prayer in the fashion that you think is best or wisest. Presumption is a bad idea when you pray. But expectation is something that is requested and in many cases required on our behalf that we don't do very well. So Christians kind of find themselves oftentimes at the far left or the far right of this passage. They're either operating in a presumption or a complete lack of expectation. If you want an example of a biblical example of complete lack of expectation, I have one for you. It's Acts chapter 12.
Now, if you remember, they had taken James of Peter, James, and John, and they had killed him in Acts chapter 12, verse 1, and then they captured Peter, and Herod had Peter put in the prison, and they were going to execute him. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5, the Bible says, but the church prayed for him consistently. They were praying for his deliverance. You know what happened for good old Pete? Good old Pete was delivered by an angel. An angel came, woke him up, walked him through the gateway. His shackles fell off. He walked him through a doorway, and Peter comes to the door where all the disciples are. Guess what? God answered the prayers of the church. Guess what? The church wasn't expecting it at all. Zero expectation. And when Peter was sitting outside knocking on the door, probably one of the funniest portions in Scripture, because here's an escaped criminal, quote unquote, against the legal system, knocking on the door in the middle of the night, and they're not answering the door, which means he's still out there knocking, you know? And then they're arguing on the inside. That's Peter. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. It's the Department of Arguments. No, it isn't. That's all they're doing. And then Peter's still out there knocking, going, hello, hello, somebody let me in, please. Thank you. And so he's out there, and they're having this big debate. Well, here's the funniest part about that. The church, who had seen miracle after miracle and the power of God demonstrated in manifestations that you and I can only read about, didn't believe that God was answering their very prayers that they were praying five, six, seven, eight verses earlier. It's like, so when you pray, there has to be a level of expectation that the Lord is going to answer. Do not pray because it makes you pious or holy, because it does neither. When you pray, you should expect, and one of the teachings that I thought that Chuck Smith did that was one of the better elements from a prayer point of view is, well, you don't pray and then hope that nothing's going to get responded to. I mean, when you're praying, you're looking to the Lord to work together in partnership with the Lord and expecting some sense of communion or connection. Now, the Lord could say yes, the Lord could say no, or the always famous, hold please. That's the famous one. Oh, that's the one that, oh no, that's the 70-70-30 rule. 30% of the time he says yes or no, and 70% of the time he goes, hold please. You know, it's like calling a corporation, and then they put you, hi, welcome to the corporation, can you hold please, thanks, click.
You're like, your call is very important to us. It will be answered when it's felt like.
Yeah, and the Lord knows the perfect timing of this. Our timing's just terrible. I mean, we never have good timing. And so in this process, though, there should be a level of expectation. And that expectation, by the way, is not supposed to die because it doesn't happen in our time frame. A perfect example is Martha and Mary when Jesus goes, okay, well, Lazarus, he's getting up. And they're like, well, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's getting up at the great resurrection. Everybody knows. I can just see Jesus going, well, this is going to be a surprise. Here he comes. Okay, unwrap him. They're like going, what? Because they were expecting a different method and a different timing system. And that's where we get into trouble as Christians. When we put on God our method and our timing in answers to prayers that we bring before him, we try to act sovereign. And it's like, what? How does a finite being answer for an infinite God? That's a bad idea. So instead of praying those prayers with no expectation or even a presumption, you pray them with expectation, but with a full submission to the will and the desire of the Lord. The Lord will answer it how he wants, when he wants, in the methodology that he wants to use, and you have two requirements, to expect and to be thankful. That's what you'd be, okay. And no, he won't do it on your time frame or my time frame because our time frames are terrible. So that's why we go with Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. There is a sense of expectation we should operate with. But there's a truth of submission that goes with that prayer. You bring that prayer, lay it at the altar, and ask the Lord to do as he desires to be done, his will. And that's really what Jesus, I mean, Father out there in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed worship. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Before he asks for anything in that model of prayer, he's going, you first. What you want, how you want it, the way you want it, the method you want it, you. That's the one thing we need to do a little better. Less I, more you. So if you're going to get into vowels, get into the you and less into the I. Less I, more you. Get it?
Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. By the way, tomorrow, the Uganda Choir is going to be here at 3 o'clock. Amazing. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.
I have to celebrate you, baby.